Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
A mix of sun and cloud the next few days. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. A 48-year-old Coburg man is facing sex charges. Police began an investigation in late December into allegations that a man had committed sexual offenses against a young person. The unidentified man was arrested Friday, charged with sexual assault, sexual interference, sexual exploitation, and assault causing bodily harm. The accused was held for a bail hearing and remanded into custody. The name of the accused is not being released to protect the identity of the victim. More than $1,200 has been raised through the Northumberland Paramedic Dog Therapy Calendar Program. The 12-month calendar showcases lighthearted and seasonal images of Ivy Jules, the Northumberland Paramedic's beloved therapy dog. More than 120 calendars were purchased during a limited pre-sale window. Cornerstone Family Violence Prevention Center and the Northumberland Humane Society each split the funds. A potential settlement has been proposed for those who have attended some Ontario training schools. An exclusive $60 million settlement could see payouts of $100,000 for people who experienced certain harms, including physical and sexual assault and placement in solitary confinement. Those who attended the Cold Springs Forestry Camp between January 1963 and its closure in 1976 and the Brookside School between 1953 and 1984 could be eligible for compensation. The proposed settlement must be approved by the Ontario Superior Court of Justice before it becomes effective. The court will decide whether or not to approve the proposed settlement and class council fees on May 1st. In sports, the Coburg Cougars snapped a 25-game losing streak last night, beating North York 5-4 in overtime. The Cougars host Lindsay Wednesday. The Leafs picked up a much-needed win Monday, beating the Flames 4-2. They roll into Edmonton tonight. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
The 4th Annual Hibernate Festival is back and better than ever this Family Day weekend. Presented by Cultivate Festival, Hibernate is 3 days of live music, arts, crafts, and community, all happening in downtown Port Hope. The best part? It's completely free and family-friendly. There's so much to experience, we can't fit it all in here. So head over to cultivatefestival.ca to explore the full lineup and schedule. Hibernate Festival, a free, family-friendly celebration this Family Day weekend in downtown Port Hope.
Calling all cowboys and cowgirls. The Rotary Club of Port Hope welcomes you to their popular annual fundraiser, Enjoy the Flavors of Port Hope, Saturday, February 28th at 5:30 p.m. at the Coburg Lions Community Center. There's a casual country theme this year, and for one night only, you can feast on samplings from 11 local favorite restaurants who come together under one roof. In addition to great food, there will be games, silent and live auctions, and live entertainment. Help raise money for worthy local initiatives while having chuckloads of fun together. Tickets are $100 per person and available online at porthoperotary.com. Tickets sell fast, so don't delay. Dust off your boots and join the fun February 28th.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. Partly cloudy, slight chance of flurries early this evening, low minus 16, wind chill minus 12 this evening and minus 22 overnight. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, high minus 5, wind chill minus 20 in the morning and minus 9 in the afternoon. Sunny for Wednesday, high minus 5. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.